This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. After months of legal pressure nationally and from inside the state, North Carolina lawmakers are holding a special session today that may end with the repeal of House Bill 2, known as that bathroom bill, because of its requirement for transgender people to use restrooms matching the sex on their birth certificate. Lawsuits, loss of tourism, as well as jobs from companies such as PayPal, which canceled plans to open a payment center in Charlotte, were all consequences of this bill. HB 2 is also tangled up with a number of other efforts to remove protections against discrimination and to prevent the raising of the minimum wage. The city of Charlotte has been leading the effort to restore North Carolina to a more mainstream position on these issues. Charlotte's ordinance that prevented discrimination against gay and transgender people within the city started a battle with the legislature, and HB 2 was the backlash. But on Monday, the Charlotte City Council repealed their ordinance in exchange for this special session. Erica Lakowitz is a trans advocate for equality based in Charlotte who fought hard for this non-discrimination ordinance and for the repeal of HB 2.
It's very difficult for us that do not what we call pass to be able to move freely without harassment. A lot of their argument, well, why aren't these things reported to the police and whatnot? When you look at how much it takes for a transgender person to be out and to be public, there's not only a lot of anxiety that goes along with it, but there's also a fear of being outed. So whereas somebody who is trying to express themselves, trying to get comfortable within their own skin, now has to worry about, oh my God, if I file a police report or if I've been assaulted, I'll just take it. I'll go home as long as my wife doesn't find out or my job doesn't find out because I could be fired. And when you set these tones that you have a non-discrimination ordinance, it segues into discussions that you can have for legitimacy, even to a spouse. Hey, our city recognizes this. And then if you did come out, you can turn around and say, look, it's not as if we're alone out there, whereas we have been for so many years, part of the community, always around you guys, but never with the recognition that we receive from our mayor, Mayor Roberts, and the city council, and also Loretta Lynch. Because remember, when Pat removed in 24 hours our basic legitimacy as a citizen of this city, it was reinstated by Loretta Lynch with such firmness when she said, we see you. Transgender men are men and transgender women are women. So the non-discrimination ordinance is whether nullified the moment HB 2 was passed, an iconic, for the transgender community, an iconic step forward in what would otherwise be considered a non-progressive state as of HB 2's passage, to saying, no, Charlotte is a welcoming city. And that's why you've seen so much of the protest.
So, Erica, then let's just give the GOP some credit here. They are recognizing that inclusion is really the only way to go here, even if they morally don't stand behind it.
You know, I think there's a lot of political moves in maybe that position. I think having reached out over the course of this past year to so many of them to have discussions, to feel discarded by their inabilities to want to meet, to, you know, understand us a little bit better. I mean, we've taken the initiatives on ourselves. We've created groups where we can come together with citizens from anybody. I mean, so recently, talking about HB 2 with, you know, 2/3 of the majority from a Baptist church. And everybody was receptive to that. So when I hear you say, you know, this may be them making that kind of concession by trying to move the dial, I think we've tried really hard for those who have been on the ground to move that dial. I think the business community has put a tremendous amount of pressure on them to act. And I think if they don't act, I think would be a huge mistake for re-election in 2017 and moving forward. I think it's going to be a political issue if they don't fully repeal it in its entirety today.
Erica Lakowitz is a trans advocate based in Charlotte, North Carolina.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.